It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tanana Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and today we're doing something a little different. Usually, we highlight nonprofit organizations and the incredible work they're doing in our community. But today, we're going to turn the spotlight around and focus on a local business that shows up for our community in a really big way. Joining me in the studio today is Andrew Rosso, General Manager of Golden Heart Waste Management, a company many of you recognize, not just for the work they do, but for how they give back. Andrew, thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So for those who may not be familiar, can you just share a little bit about your role and what Golden Heart Waste Management focuses on here in the interior?
Yeah, I'm the general manager with Golden Heart Waste Management. Golden Heart Waste Management, we focus in several areas of waste disposal services. So we do commercial business trash, basically. We do construction debris trash with our roll-off dumpsters, and then we also do recycling, document destruction, and we also do regulated medical waste serving our medical community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think your what's your slogan there? It's like it's trash with class.
Trash with class.
That's right. Probably the nicest trash facility, you know, anywhere. It's absolutely gorgeous down there off of Pager.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but really, you guys have become a high visible part. Excuse me. You guys have become highly visible here in the Fairbanks community, not just because of your services, but how your team shows up. You know, what's been your vision for the company beyond just waste management?
Well, it's kind of twofold. So we have our commitment that we've made to our community. We're not just a business here that is looking out for shareholders, corporate shareholders, you know, in another state that's 5,000 miles away. All of our focus is here in Fairbanks. So we are committed to our community, and we want to make sure that, you know, we're good stewards for the environment, and that we're proactive in educating the public, educating the community in ways that we can divert waste and recycle, reuse. The other piece of the puzzle is that we don't want to be just a place that that people get a paycheck. We want to be, as far as our staff, we are committed to our employees. Our employees are the face of the company, and we believe that with customer service starts with taking care of our employees. And if we're able to convey good customer service skills and how we take care of our customers, our employees who are frontline people out in the fields, that they're going to reciprocate and they're going to take care of our customers as well. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and I think that especially being a local business started locally, you know, we've got local ownership. It's super important, you know, to maintain that that community focus. And it's a little bit different than if you were, you know, a big corporate with headquarters somewhere in the lower 48. It's just not the same the same commitment that you guys have. I mean, you know, your community involvement and how involved your team is with the community is one thing that really stands out. You know, like local cleanups, local events. I think that you guys are even going to help out again this year with the community cleanup day. You know, how do you rally your team to show up for these kind of efforts?
Well, I think it goes back to that that customer service skill set that, you know, that we try to convey to our employees, kind of having that servant leadership mindset where we try and create a good example for our employees and create a good work environment. And, you know, honestly, by having those pieces of the puzzle that just lay out. Our employees are usually always very enthusiastic, and they want to help out and be involved in the community as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I've seen your team working in the community with students, with schools, around the recycling and environmental education. Why do you think that it's so important to have these conversations early, and especially coming from your own staff and team?
Well, one thing that's been great too is that we have a lot of staff that are very passionate about what we do, whether it be recycling or waste diversion, and then we kind of mix that with our employees that have really good skill sets. We've got very experienced operators and drivers that have been, you know, working here in Fairbanks for 15 or 20 years with experience. And so being able to combine, you know, their passions as well as their skills and experience have really helped us to build a great team.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome. It just came to me. I'm like, how about trash with class and passion? That's where it's going next. So, that's awesome. I mean, and, you know, when you are when you're trying to have fun with trash and kids want to have fun with the conversation, is trying to keep them engaged. What kind of responses do you get from students when you're out in the public trying to get them fired up about, you know, keeping it clean?
So a couple things. I never realized how popular garbage trucks would be with children.
Yes.
So that's always fun. So we have a lot of schools and nursery schools, preschools, where the kids will come out when they know when it's trash day, and they come out and they get all excited when they get to see the garbage truck dump the dumpsters. So it's definitely a highlight of their day. But you know, one thing that we've found is that when we're able to get into the classrooms and work with kids as far as waste diversion and recycling, the kids actually get fired up about it. And they're really the ones that help spread the message with their parents and at home. So they pick up on the little things that they learn, and then they're more likely to educate their parents than we would as adults.
Yeah, no, that's you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, getting them excited about it and educating them on how to recycle and the importance of it, and having them take it home and share with their families and start practicing early. That's exactly how it works. So, even recently you guys hosted the recycling symposium. And that had a lot of educational opportunities, and, you know, there were kids running around enjoying one of your guys' segments was, you know, I think it was like separating trash and trying to figure out what's recycling, what's not. And, tell me why you feel those hands-on activities are valuable to the students.
Well, I think it just goes back to the fact that we're a community-based business, and it's not just about collecting profits. It's about being able to give back to the community, and in the business that we're in, you know, we're aligned with recycling education, with waste diversion education, and it fits our business model. And as a trash business, you know, there's other ways that, you know, that don't make sense for us to be able to help out, but that's definitely a place that that fits what we do. For the last several years, we've worked with a pilot program out of West Valley High School, where the students of West Valley basically created their own in-school recycling program that we've sponsored for the last 2 years, and they actually go around and they collect all the recycling from around the school campus, and then they track the volumes and the different types of recycling, and then we provide a container for them to store it all in, and then we take it to the Fairbanks Recycling Center when they get their dumpster full. And that's a program that we've sponsored for 2 years now with some assistance from Explore Fairbanks.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great program. And, you know, and it reminded me a little bit of the, well, first I'll go ahead and throw out there, if you're just tuning in now, we are, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way, and we are interviewing Andrew over at Golden Heart Waste Management, chatting a little bit about community involvement and the importance of educating our youth on safe trash and recycling and all the education needed to keep our community clean. You know, one thing that that brought me up is, you know, that came up in my mind here was the at the recycling symposium, you all hosted a it was a recycled art. And tell me a little bit about the recycled art project that you all hosted. I believe that was with Northern Whimsy Studios as well.
Yeah, so that was that particular project was kind of a joint effort between Buddy Lane, who's our environmental manager, and Northern Whimsy. And the idea behind the recycled art project was basically another avenue of waste diversion. So I think all the items that were collected as far as material were collected from the recycling center, and then also items that were destined for the landfill. Mm-hmm. And so it was just kind of a fun way to look at another avenue of waste diversion.
Yeah, there was a lot of different material used. I thought that was great. There was metal, there was fabric, there was wood, it was a combination of all three. There was a lot going on. It was pretty awesome to see those kids engaged like that. So thank you so much for sharing this. You know, once again, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith here today with Andrew Rosso from Golden Heart Waste Management. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about some of the creative ways Golden Heart's team is giving back, including something happening today at the Carlson Center. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get Behind the Mission.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today I'm visiting with Andrew Rosso from Golden Heart Waste Management. We've been talking about the role businesses can play in strengthening our community, and you know, Andrew, there's actually something very fun that's happening today, and I want to make sure that our listeners hear about it. today, as this airs, your team is at the IABA Home Show at the Carlson Center. And I believe you guys are auctioning off a custom painted dumpster with all of your proceeds coming to United Way. So, yeah, first of all, thank you. That's amazing. How did this idea even come about?
So, again, you know, we're in the trash business, and what's more fitting for a trash business to give away a dumpster? this particular dumpster was painted by Norpol artist Melody Taylor. Its motif is Alaskan wildlife, and we took a brand new dumpster that was ready for a customer, and Melody added her artwork to it, and our goal was to auction it off to a business that would like to have a stunning dumpster. And then all of the proceeds from that auction are going to go to the United Way of Tanana Valley. And basically we'll have an online bidding system, silent auction. You can sign up and place your bid. It's here on display at the Carlson Center for the home show, so you can come by and check it out. And if you want to bid on it, we'd love to have you bid on it. And then we'll give it away Sunday at 4 p.m., and then we will deliver it to its new owner.
Yeah, see, that is so awesome. I mean, how creative is this? You guys do creative things all the time. What have you seen the response from the community? What's the response been like when you do things like this?
Well, it's always positive. One thing that's kind of fun about our business is that, we like to be the silent partner, get in, get out, get the trash picked up, and have the best thing for us, for our business is that, when our customers are happy, they don't need to call us. Right. So, it's fun to be involved in events like this and to get out and get involved in our community. Our message isn't so much about us being in the spotlight. We definitely want to be a good partner for the community. But our goal ultimately is to have happy customers, get in, get out, get the trash taken care of, and you don't have to worry about your mess.
There you go. I mean, I appreciate that truly, because what do I do with my trash? I drop it in the bin and bag it up, throw it out on the curb, and it's done. But what I appreciate about Golden Heart Waste is that your team really does step up. You guys do more than just, take care of the behind the scenes things. You really are engaging. You really do get the community involved. And this isn't the first time you guys have stepped up like this. You guys are constantly doing events and, different promotions to try and help out the local community and partnering with restaurants to do giveaways and all sorts of things that it's just phenomenal. Just even last year when you opened up your new facility and you hosted the open house, you all gave us a platform to raise $6,500 at an auction, and that's just one event. You guys for years have been helping out the community. What drives this level of commitment to giving back?
Well, I think it's part of who we are. It's part of our business model, and it's part of our mission to take care of our customers, take care of our families, take care of our community.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's more than just cutting a check. It's more than just giving money and saying, here you go, okay, I'll sponsor this, I'll sponsor that, thanks for throwing our name up and giving us a banner. You all engage, you all are active, and time is so, so much more precious than money, truly. Being able to give yourselves and host free events. I mean, that recycling symposium was a free event. Your upcoming Golden Heart Family Fun Day is another free event that you guys host and house and, put on for the community. I'm I'll tell you honestly, I'm excited about partnering up with you guys again. I'm going to throw it out there that Golden Heart Family Fun Day and Truck Show is coming up June 13th. I remember our first, second year, it's building, it's growing. We are expanding on that. Tell me a little bit more about Golden Heart Family Fun Day.
Yeah. So we're definitely excited to be putting on our third year doing this. And it all came about a few years ago at a Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce business luncheon meeting. We were getting the state of the base address from the Fort Wainwright base commander. And one of the questions that was asked of him after he was giving his report to the community was, what do the military families at Fort Wainwright, what are things that they are looking for from our community? And as we know, Fairbanks is, can be an expensive place to, find things to do with your kids and your family. His immediate response was low cost or no cost family friendly events. And that literally is what gave us the idea to host this event, is to be able to put on an event that we do not charge anybody to come to. We don't charge any of our vendors. And then our truck show, which is kind of the highlight of this event, we don't charge any of the contestants. And so we've partnered with several other businesses in the industry who have helped financially sponsor this event. So we've had some amazing support from the trucking community to help us put this event on. And last year we had about 60 big rigs in our truck show, and we had bounce houses and kids activities and so many things to look at. We had fire trucks and kids games, and we're just expanding on that. Last year we had about 1,000 people come through. We're definitely expecting a much bigger crowd this year. We're expecting more trucks for our truck show. Last year we did a small heavy equipment rodeo. So it was basically like a heavy equipment operators Olympics, basically. And we've got a couple more sponsors that have gotten involved, and they're going to help us put on even a bigger equipment rodeo. So if you like to watch heavy equipment in action, we'll have an area for that. We're definitely getting excited. We've got a lot of new people interested in getting involved. And then again, our trucking community here in Fairbanks is stepping up big time to help make sure this is a great event.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I mean, it's becoming a fun, and it's something that I think families in our community are starting to look forward to every summer. So, it's definitely a unique experience. And being able to bring people together. I mean, you think about truckers, they don't get a whole lot of time to hang out and have fun and go to an event. And so, what a nice way to create a break in the grind, and stop and hang out with the community and answer questions, and just, because they're passionate about their industry as well. And, big trucks, man, you start talking about big trucks around truckers and they get real lit up. So it's a beautiful sight to see. You said kids and trash trucks, you got, grown men and big rigs, and it's the same. So it's wonderful. It's such a unique way to be able to bring the community together in a way that really you could, So I think that's fantastic. You're uniting the industry with the community and making a family fun event for everyone. So, I do want to ask a little bit more about your family fun day. What you've got the truck show going. You'll have different vendors there, different food trucks there. Are there any other ways how is the community going to be involved in this truck show?
So the truck show is kind of the headline event, but we definitely are still seeking other family-friendly opportunities to to be able to provide opportunities for, you know, families to come by. And
there's a vote, isn't there?
There is. So as far as interaction with the truck show, one of the things that we do is we do a People's Choice Award. And so we have our truck show judges, but then everybody that comes to our event also gets to pick their favorite truck that's entered in the truck show and vote for them.
Yeah, no, that's an exciting segment. I remember that last year. And, you know, again, kids and adults alike were just as excited to check out these rigs and pick their favorites. You know, thank you again so much for sharing your time with us today, Andrew. You know, when you look at everything from today's home show auction to last year's open house fundraiser and events like Family Fun Day, your team consistently finds ways to turn your work into community impact. What are you most proud of when you look at your team?
So, ironically, we just had a milestone yesterday with one of our employees hit his five-year mark. We have a couple of employees that just hit their six-year mark. Wow. And the cool thing is for me is as we've grown our company and we've created positions, we've filled them, and those employees are still with us. And so that's huge for me. I love the fact that we have employees that have literally helped us build the company from the ground up and have played such an amazing role in helping us grow the company to where it's at. And, you know, we started in 2019 with one garbage truck and one employee, and now we have over 20 employees now, and most of our employees that are with us now have literally been the first person in their job position.
Nice. First and still remaining the only. So that's great. Your retention is beautiful. It that says a lot about the culture in your business. It says a lot about your management and about your community involvement and how happy your employees are. Happy employees stay. And so that just speaks volumes, for your team. I think that's wonderful that you guys have created that environment for everyone. Supporting community, supporting your team. I did see on social you guys just celebrated that 5 years and, you know, brought in steaks and food. You guys are always cooking for your team. I think it's wonderful that you do that. But, you know, again, I do want to just say thank you so much for sharing your time with us today, for all the work that you do, for all that your team is doing to help make a difference here in the interior. Again, I am Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way of the Tanana Valley. Today, we've been visiting with Andrew Rosso from Golden Heart Waste Management, a great example of how local businesses can play a powerful role in strengthening our community. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Behind the Mission. If you're out and about today, be sure and stop by the Carlson Center for the home show and make sure that you check out that custom dumpster. I got a little sneak peek at the artwork and it is pretty. It's pretty. It's very pretty. It is classy trash, people. So it's a fun way, to support a great cause as well, of course. So if you'd like to learn more about United Way or how you can get involved, visit us online or follow us on social media. Until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and partnerships working to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Thanks so much, everyone. Have an excellent day.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.